This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Very, very serious question for our audience today. It would help if those who choose to answer it would more often than not be inclined to vote with the Democrats. It would also help if you actually watched day number one of the Democratic National Committee, the events, the speeches from Philadelphia, watching folks like Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, or Michelle Obama, the first lady of the United States, or Bernie Sanders. And most especially some of the reactions in the audience last night. Okay, so folks, I'd love to answer this. Any of you are welcome to answer any of these questions, because maybe you have this sorted out better than I do. I don't believe what happened there yesterday represents what I would call rank and file average everyday Democrats in our part of the world. Judging by the crowds that Bernie Sanders received when he visited the area, there are plenty of devotees of his way of thinking. No doubt about that. And that younger, angry crowd, not always younger, but more often than not younger, the Democratic version of anti-establishment, I guess. So I know there's some big numbers there, but those are sort of those are the change agents who are furious at what's going on in Philadelphia. And salt has been poured in the wound because of all of these emails, confirming what everybody knows. But I find myself watching this, and sad is the word that comes to mind. And I know that's going to seem patronizing to people who are in love with what they see there. They say, typical, conservative, knuckle-dragging. But where's the hope in that? Where's the inspiration in that? It's flat-out anger. I mean, it's vitriolic anger in many cases. It's flat-out hate in many cases. They sort of adopted this love trumps hate cutesy phrase, but I didn't see a lot of love last night. Certainly no love for Trump, which, you've got to draw a contrast. I just don't know how that's inspirational for, again, the rank and file average Democrat. So my question is, does this inspire you? Do you watch this and want to go out and tell 10 other people to join you in this cause? This race to me has become very simple. One word represents the Trump campaign: change. Had enough? Don't think America's going down the right path? We're going to fix it. We're going to right-size it. Put it on the right track. Make America great again. Change, right? And on the Democratic side, I guess I hear the word experience, but I think experience at what? Bringing us the status quo that we currently have. But the sadness to me comes from the anger. I mean, Michelle Obama being lauded as the person bringing you this, she's great, she's fantastic, she's just awesome. Really? Really, is she awesome? Talked about how great America was now. This is the same woman that says America hadn't been great. Talks about how our poor kids are victims to have to hear all these horrible things that have been said about their father. What about the horrible things their father says about all kinds of people? What about the race war he started? I shouldn't say he started it, but he certainly fueled it and added all kinds of fuel to that fire. I don't know. I really don't want to try and influence what you think, because it honestly is. I wouldn't vote for any of those people on that stage last night on a bet. I wouldn't. So there's no sense for me weighing in on it, because it's just it's sad, right? It's not JFK Democrats versus Nixon Republicans. It is some foreign, you know, alien like entity that I don't recognize. But I also don't see how there's any possibility it inspires people in the real world. Now, those folks in the room last night, that's a different animal. If you're a delegate, if you're a walk-on-broken-glass delegate fired up for Hillary Clinton or for Bernie Sanders, and that, by the way, was a train wreck, you're booing all night. Booing. I mean, it was just unbelievable. Booing and hooting and hollering and going crazy and, oh, my gosh. So that doesn't motivate me. But I don't think it motivates rank-and-file Democrats either. So I'd like to know, if you're in that camp, maybe you're a lifelong Democrat, how do you assess this race? And I'm not asking you to call so I can argue with you. I don't want to argue with you. I just want to try and understand it. I really do. I want to give you a platform. Most listened to program in the state of North Dakota. You can make the case for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or the Democratic way. What do they do better than Republicans do? Please tell me. That's what's on my mind, and now I want to find out what's on yours. Welcome to the program. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is riding shotgun as always.
Bang!
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He has his phone in his hand, like looking for your first text. 701-226-8503. You can answer the question there. Calling all Democrats in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Bring it on. John Tester, speaking of Montana, spoke this morning at the Wisconsin delegation breakfast. I heard him with my own ears say if Trump wins, he's moving his farm north of Moose Jaw. So we have now a member of the United States Senate that is going to exit America if Donald Trump is entered in Montana. You own him. Yeah. He swore at the breakfast, too. Yeah, I didn't think that was proper protocol for a United States Senator to be swearing. But judging by the potty mouths I've seen on television last night, I had to post a couple of them on Facebook because I just wanted people to see this for themselves. I did warn you about the explicit language, but whoo! Yeah. Kiss your mom with that mouth. Some real beauties. And one of them's a grandma. For crying out loud. I can't even believe it. Anyway, so let me know what you think. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 701-258-0550. One other note before we go to the phones. We have Trooper Talk next hour, too, by the way. Two knife-wielding attackers. You haven't heard much about this because it was in a church, so it's not news, I guess. Two knife-wielding attackers who had pledged allegiance to ISIS, shouting Allah Akbar, slit the throat of an 84-year-old priest and critically wounded at least one other during a Tuesday morning terror attack on a Catholic church near the Normandy city of Rouen in France today. There you go. ISIS latest victim, a priest and a parishioner, in a small rural church in France. Can you believe? Well, yeah, you can believe it. You can. Don't get numb to it, folks. Don't get numb to it. Pretty soon it'll be your church. Bev in Roseville, Minnesota on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hi, am I on?
You are, Bev.
Hello? Okay, hi. You know, it kills me. I watched the DNC last night, and within the first 10, 15 minutes, one, they break the law because they've got two undocumented immigrants up there that boasted about crossing the river in a boat illegally. And then Booker, he starts quoting Lincoln. Well, Lincoln was a Republican, and the Republicans are the ones who backed the abolitionists, and they were against slavery. Democrats are the ones who wanted to keep slavery. So it kills me when the black population starts quoting, you know, that they're Democrats, and Democrats are so good, and yet they quote Lincoln. It's like, get your, you know, facts straight. Then, you know, the division that was in the party last night was off the chart, and they didn't show the crowd as often as what they did for the RNC, so you didn't get to see a lot of it. And then my husband comes home from work this morning, and he says, did you hear about the two delegates getting in a fist fight? And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And he says, I guess one for Hillary and one for Sanders. They went to fisticuffs. But I guess they didn't show that either. They were just talking about it. So it's like the Democrats, you know, and then they're talking about how America's been so great and we don't need to make it great again. Well, you know what? If it's so great, why are we so high on unemployment? Why do we have the race division and race wars and open season on cops right now? And
yeah, that's what they're defending. Bev, you're absolutely right. Great laundry list. Thanks. I got to go to a break. Otherwise, I'd let you keep going. But my sentiments exactly. Bev in Roseville, Minnesota, thank you. Your thoughts and the priority to Democrats today. Want to know what you're thinking. Please share. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Enormous, dare I say, huge success as a businessman qualifies him to be president. And if you believe that, I've got some delicious Trump steaks to sell you.
Al Franken, I love how they mock business success and celebrate business failures. It's unbelievable, as if every business that's ever started has always been perfect. It's just, it is really good. That's Al Franken, ladies and gentlemen, who screamed success at the Democratic National Convention last night. 800-228-0550. Somebody said that he gave some advice last night. Many of you have jobs. Many of you have kids. Ignore them. What? I don't get that. Is it meant to be funny? Or? I missed that part. Anyway, Cindy in Middle River, Minnesota. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind.
This is kind of off topic, but did you guys hear about the three little boys? They were 10, and they were riding their bikes in Middle River, and a black pickup pulled up beside them and shot one of the 10-year-olds in the leg. I mean, unheard of in small-town America. And now our kids can't even ride their bike. And they haven't caught the shooter yet, but I'm afraid to let my kids out the door.
I hadn't heard about that. When did this happen, Cindy?
Yesterday.
In Middle River, Minnesota, for folks that are not familiar with northern Minnesota, be up in, you know, northwest Minnesota.
Middle River is in between Thief River Falls and Roseau, and it's just a little tiny community. And these three little boys were riding their bikes, and this black pickup pulled up beside them and proceeded to shoot one of them in the leg.
How is the little boy?
He's recovering. He didn't die or anything, thank God. But it's like, what is happening?
And are they in search of the pickup? They know anything about the suspects or anything?
Just that it was a black pickup. The little boys were obviously so upset that, you know, I don't think they got a license number. I haven't heard anything about that. But they did say it was a black pickup, and the guy just shot one of the kids.
All right,
and
we'll
none
do a little,
of the boys
we'll
knew him.
Yeah, we'll do a little digging on this, see what we can find.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I mean, we know enough already. Who in the world does this?
I'm terrified to let my kids out the door.
Yeah. No kidding. Let's pray it was some idiots that were idiots, and be thankful nobody was seriously wounded, but it's still disconcerting.
Exactly.
Small town, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, we're all in this together.
God.
Yeah, thank you, Cindy. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Ray and Mandan on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me what's on your mind, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Hey,
good morning to you. How's it going today?
Oh, I want to talk to you about that convention last night. If you didn't listen to Al Franken, you better listen to him, your buddy, you know. You claim to be friends with him.
I don't believe I've ever claimed that, actually. I know Al Franken. I've interviewed him, but I think friends are
holy
strong.
Ow.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, he was promoting child abuse last night, leaving your 8 and 4-year-olds at home and get out and campaign for Hillary.
Was that a joke?
I can't believe a man
would even
say something. Huh?
Do you think that was a joke, the business about leave your kids at home and the... A line I just read from him?
No, he was serious. He was serious. I mean, he looks like a Frankenstein, you know. That man is unhooked. You better listen to what he said.
Well, I did. I just played a clip of it. Yeah, I mean, but
the whole thing. The whole thing.
What, are you trying to give me brain damage? I mean, look, anybody that wanted to hear it could hear it wall-to-wall last night. I've got the transcript right in front of me. I'll try and find what you're talking about here. Do I?
Well, you better.
Elizabeth Warren.
There's a lot of things you better find.
I prefer to look at the transcripts, you know, rather than suffer through the bullying and hooting and hollering.
You just want to protect those politicians all the time. I know how you operate, so.
So you think
protect Al Franken? Wow.
You think I'm trying to protect Al Franken, Ray?
Yep. And any politician.
Any politician.
Yeah. You're all politicians. You do. Yeah, you do.
For instance, let's just use Kevin Cramer. He's here.
Any of them. No, for instance, about anything.
Well,
any
I'm just going to pick one as an example. When Kevin Cramer comes on the program, he's here for an hour. Ray, you can call him. Your mom can call him. Your sister can call him. Your brother can call him. Your family, anybody can call him and say, you know, I don't like the color of your hair.
I don't like the way you... Yeah,
you... What do you mean? Yeah.
Spin all the time. You got a lot of spin all the time. You better listen to your Al Franken and what he said about you. So just get real.
So Al Franken was talking about me.
I missed that.
Pour over this.
Yep. Yeah. He said specifically about Scott Hennin.
Interesting. Ray, thank
get
you.
Get real. Really get real once.
We're going to try and get real.
I am so confused.
I'm a little confused too, Manny, so don't feel alone. We'll
if you would have mentioned Scott Hennin by name, my phone would still be ringing. There's no way.
We'll buck each other up in our confusion here. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550.
Wow.
Somebody wants to talk about the commonalities between the two parties. Let's hear that. Lay that on me, Todd. Call during the break here.
And were you expecting that kind of a call, as a matter of fact?
Well, Scott, I guess what I see is a lot of commonality between the two parties in both conventions. You have the diehard party followers like zombies falling in line like, you know, Trump supporters and Hillary supporters. Then you have the individualists who say, no, we have real substance, we have real values that must be reinstated in this country. And I think I see both parties being severely fractured. Any more call for, I'm like, just like there was in the Republican ticket, was everybody fall in line with Trump. No. I might vote for him because I have to, but I ain't falling in line. And if you have the same thing on the Democratic side, and as long as it's going to keep this being this sheeple kind of attitude, this off think, you're never going to get complete unity. That's what I think is.
All right, I appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550-701. 258-0550. I see we got a text that I didn't get to, not because I didn't want to read it. I just actually saw it after the show, but it said, I agree with that caller. Scott says the numbers too fast. He talks too fast. You know, probably true. Well, I mean, if you think it's true, right? But he's trying to get a lot in a short period of time, so I'll try and be real nice and slow about those numbers. And I honestly want to hear from some Democrats that are glued to the TV watching all of these speeches, from Al Franken all the way through Bernie Sanders, and get your impressions. What's your takeaway? I am of the belief, and I'm waiting for you to tell me if I'm right or wrong, that what I saw last night in those seats, screaming, hooting, and hollering, and, you know, half the room furious at Hillary Clinton and company, and the other half, you know, worshiping Bernie Sanders, it doesn't represent middle America. But you tell me. 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hennin here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. He does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennen. Tide the Radio God Mitchell is here, and we want your opinions on the news of the day. Asking a little bit about last night's Democratic National Convention, and I'm wondering if there are any Democrats left in North Dakota, Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana. You have to be there somewhere. There has to be a Democrat proud enough of what's happening in their party. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, the platform, whatever, to give us an assessment on what was inspiring about last night's address. Love to hear it. We are also efforting some interviews from there as well, from a number of folks that are covering the event and in the North Dakota delegation. Our special broadcast brought to you by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. They know their members. They have an appreciation for what makes their local services great. Faith, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and the freedom to make local decisions. They have been serving their members across the Dakotas for nearly 100 years, providing them with a member-owned, not-for-profit alternative to traditional banking. Bringing you our Go Vote 2016 coverage. All right. Let's go to Vince in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Vince.
Good morning, Mr. Hannah. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in this area. I'm in the Milbank area working. And I've been listening to your show the last few weeks, and I like it. Let's get real. You've got some good calls this morning, my friend.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that that call, but that's okay. I've not spent a lot of time talking, glowingly about Al Franken, but he was pretty sure I had. Maybe he's confused me with another show. That's okay.
Possible.
That's okay. Now, one texter said, I feel bad for Scott, but this brings excitement every time somebody tries to burn him. You don't have to feel bad for me, and I didn't get the sense he was trying to burn me. I just thought he was a little confused, but I don't mind people who disagree at all. I'm begging for Democrats to call and inform me how wonderful the convention was last night. I'm waiting for it.
Well, I'll tell you, I was a Democrat in the past, but over the years, and I have been cured with Mr. Obama over the last 8 years. One thing that just has bothered me about this party is they, and for that matter, the Republican Party too, but the Democrats have got this down. They can never take responsibility. It's always something or someone else's fault. No one's ever. They never want to fix anything. What I heard last night was, my goodness, you got Bernie and you got, call it Pocahontas, talking about breaking up the banks, and for Christ's sake, they're sitting in Wells Fargo Dome. They're sitting in the Wells Fargo Convention Center. These guys are unhinged. And I will tell you that these emails, a lot of people are looking for the collusion. I think you want to look a little past the collusion. By the way, Hillary knows about these emails. Last on 60 Minutes, she has no idea. Bull. This woman runs the party. She knows about all the emails, and she is incapable of telling the truth, and she's going to be in trouble because these are not the only emails that are going to be released. I do truly believe you're going to find that she was in collusion with Debbie, with these delegates, the superdelegates, the support, you know, swinging it to her way. It's going to come out. But what is more important, what I think has a good possibility of decimating the Democrat Party, I truly believe Donald Trump is going to destroy Hillary in November. Now I'm of the idea that when they come out, you got these emails, they're calling Latinos the Taco Bowl contingent or whatever it is. You've got people emailing back and forth.
Stuff they're doing. And look, go do what this caller has done. Do what Vince has done and go through this yourself. Don't read any news report. Don't take anybody's analysis on it. Just yourself randomly pick some of these things out. You know, what you write in an email that you don't think anybody else is going to see other than the recipient says volumes about your character.
This Democratic Party, they remind me of a high school political club. They are amateurs. I cannot believe. I mean, in my line of work.
Yeah, I don't think they're amateurs. I think they're so arrogant and so entitled to power that they think they can do or say anything and get by with it.
They've been protected by the media. Now, this party is the most, they are not open. They are not open to new ideas. And this is the main reason I left. If you don't agree with them, they're all about being inclusive and all this. If you don't agree with them, they will try their best to destroy you.
Yeah, ask Bernie Sanders fans whether that's an accurate statement or not.
They are not
right?
going to support Hillary.
Just ask the Bernie Sanders. There's no way. You can't watch that and think they're going to leave there united. I don't think unity is possible with this group. It is a gong show. I mean, the only thing missing is Chuck Barris. Is that his name, Todd? That was the
yes.
the host of yeah. That's the, mm-hmm. the only thing missing is Chuck Barris in a funny hat. Only thing that's missing in this convention. I'm telling you.
I think what you're going to see, gentlemen, not only will Hillary lose huge in November, that you're going to see other emails come out, and it might be a lot of Republicans too. You're going to see Julian Assange in the Ecuadorian embassy. We can thank Ecuador for harboring this man. But you're going to see huge gains by the Republican Party, which, by the way, they're not listening to their people anymore either. That's why Trump is neither a Democrat or a Republican. He is a hybrid. That's why he will win huge. But you're going to see huge gains in the House, huge gains in the Senate. When this stuff comes out and the black community and the LGBT community and the Latino community truly sees what the Democrat Party feels about them, thinks about them, they are going to lose so much support. I'm telling you, this is going to decimate the Democratic Party.
I wish I could believe what you're saying is true. Vince, I don't know if there's enough scruples there for it to be. I think they are so united in their hate of Trump, who this is the party of love, right? Love Trump's hate, but they accept Trump. You know, they hate him. That's eternal, I guess. So as you said earlier, they hate anybody that disagrees with them. It just is. It's vitriol. I have a couple of unbelievable examples of it on my Facebook page. If you want to check it out, one was this woman delegate. I forget where she was from. You know, swore like a sailor, probably, 70, a delegate, and talking about her, how much she hated Hillary Clinton. There was one little rant in there about Trump, but most of it was just vitriol. The only thing missing from this woman was pea soup coming out of her mouth and her head spinning around, for crying out loud. It was just unbelievable. And I'm thinking, and she's talking about being a grandma. I mean, this is malcontent leftover 60s hippies that are just in protest mode. I don't see how you come out of that. My only hope for the Democratic Party is the rank and file folks that live next to you in Sioux Falls and, lifelong Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, kind of middle America Democrats that would recognize this and want to bring it back from the brink. But that's why I'm asking to hear from them. Are they inspired? I don't know if they are. Vince, enjoyed hearing from you. We have a little present for Ray, since he's such a big Al Franken fan. We have Al Franken's speech. I found it here. And I found this part where he's quoting Paul Wellstone. And it's a little odd. That's all I can tell you, okay? So it's a little odd. Let's see if I can find this.
My friend Paul Wellstone used to say, the future belongs to those who are passionate and work hard. This week is about passion, but starting Friday morning, it's all about work, hard work. Now, many of you have jobs.
Are you sure about that?
Many of you have families.
Let's hope so.
Ignore them.
Interesting.
Let me tell you something. Kids love it when their parents aren't home. They love it. And let me tell you something else. An 8-year-old kid knows how to use a microwave oven. And let me tell you something else. An 8-year-old kid can teach a 4-year-old kid to use a microwave oven. It's just scientific fact. Don't worry about your kids. They'll be fine. You have work to do. Get on those phones, knock on those doors, and tell them Al Franken sent you. Thank you.
Yeah, the values of the Democratic Party alive and well there. And by the way, this is interesting because all these speeches are vetted. They're all vetted. They know what they're going to say. Now, Al Franken would chalk that one up to humor. You're not supposed to remind folks he was a comedian because he's in the Senate now and he's serious, but I guess he can pivot to humor when he decides. But that's not funny either. Is that funny? Anybody laugh? Ignore your kids. You have jobs, you have families, ignore them. Screw work. Just trying to hold you down anyway. Oofed. A hat tip to John Tranum for that little catch. I didn't get that far in Al Franken's speech. I'm very sorry. Texter says, Al Franken is where I throw up in my mouth. And had to turn it off. These people are nuts. Another texter, I just like it when an angry person calls and starts yelling at Scott. It's entertaining. Okay, more angry people. Could you please call and yell at me? We want to keep this audience entertained today. It's all we ask. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 800-228-0550.
It's true.
Do you like it when they yell at me too? Angry people yelling at me.
It's entertaining.
Okay.
Well, I mean, and even Rush will sit there and tell you, if every caller agrees with him, it gets kind of boring and monotonous. It's the callers with conflict that become entertaining.
Another texter said, I see the tweakers have not been to bed yet. And I thought, wow. Would that caller be a tweaker, Todd? Is that what that is? I don't know what a tweaker is.
We'll let callers educate you on what a tweaker is.
Okay. Manny, what's a tweaker? I'm a 51-year-old. Gray-haired father of three. I don't know these hip terms. I've heard all these Republicans saying they would fight for me, but I've never seen a fight. Now I hear the Democrats are fighting. I might have to change and vote for a Democrat. Not. Okay. And we did do, by the way, a check with the Marshall County Sheriff's Office about that call from Middle River. A mom called concerned that there had been an incident with a pickup truck pulling up the three kids on a bike, one of the kids being shot, not seriously injured, but shot. And the Marshall County Sheriff's Office is unaware of it. So I don't know what's going on. Is there a police department in Middle River? I would think the Sheriff's Office would cover that. We'll continue to do some digging, but just wanted to give you an update. We so far, nothing. 800-228-0550. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Sanders' speech just for a few minutes last night because I was waiting to watch the 10 o'clock news. But I think he was speaking for Donald Trump because he said that when George W. Bush left office, we were $1.5 trillion in debt. And we've come a long way since then. Yeah, we certainly have. We're working on $19 trillion in debt. Isn't that a wonderful thing to speak of? Thank you.
Morning. Got one word for Philadelphia. Demorats. They're just a bunch of damn rats.
All right. Where's the Democratic faithful? I don't want to call them names. I really don't. I mean, look, I was fearful for the future of the country, knowing that you got a coin flip on who can be in power at any given time right now in this country, and seeing some of the venom. I just don't know how these people, you know. Literally, I back off and I say, you know, those aren't the kind of Democrats on a tractor in North Dakota. Those aren't the kind of Democrats fixing fence on a, you know, ranch in South Dakota. Those aren't the Democrats that are, boating on the weekend in western Minnesota or out there in in Montana, in the oil fields or whatever. I just I don't buy that that represents the vast majority of the Democratic Party. I really don't. So politics is changing in a way I don't know, even know that we can comprehend. And Donald Trump is right guy, right place, right time for that. There's things we don't know about Donald Trump. But we do know that he's enough of a change agent, and people have had enough that he bested 16 of the finest Republican presidential candidates, you know, that's ever sought the presidency. Just one after another, like, you know, dominoes tipped him over. That doesn't happen without change being in the air. So I think the change message for him, combined with the status quo message of, hey, we're experienced. Look what we did here. Look at this ISIS. Yeah, we got a priest in France getting his throat slit by a group that President Obama once called the JV. Oh, baby, are we hot or what? That's what they have to show for themselves. As the previous caller said, $19 trillion in debt. You can't make it up. But I don't want to put this on rank-and-file Democrats. I really don't. And I'd love to know what they think of them. And their silence is speaking volumes today on the program. Trooper talk next hour on the program. I forget what, I think it was the middle of one of the terrorist attacks or the cop shooting, something we were talking about on the program, when a listener said, I need some trooper talk. Send us a text. And I said, so do I. Schedule it. And so we're doing trooper talk next hour just to clear the mind a little bit. And also, you know, it's a busy summer season left of traveling. We want to keep you safe on the roadway. So looking forward to trooper talk coming up here in a little bit. Congressman Kramer tomorrow. And we are efforting. I'll be at the State Fair on Friday. Yeah, baby, North Dakota one call day. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Going to get up there Thursday night for Kenny Chesney, too. We also are efforting an interview with the folks in the North Dakota Department of Transportation about yesterday's orange cone frustration that I shared with you about I-94 being darn near nothing but road construction. And just trying to understand it. As I said, I know it's easy from the cheap seats, but I really do want to understand it. So we're going to do that tomorrow on the program. Not tomorrow. What, soon. We put in a request. I also want to know why they changed the road signs. Why did they sort of quietly just change the road signs? It used to have the silhouette of the Native American chief, and now they're changing it to the state of North Dakota. Who made that decision? I want to know. Who made the decision and why? Why don't we as North Dakotans get a say in that? I'm so sick of political correctness. More sick of that than I am of Al Franken. Speaking of keeping you safe on the road, B-Mobile wants to introduce you to Hum by Verizon. It is the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. Offers features like roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders and vehicle locators, hands-free Bluetooth calling. Now for a limited time, give my friends at B-Mobile a call. They're more than just phones and tablets, you know. America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And the folks at B-Mobile have a heck of a deal for you. The activation fee and 3 months of service, yours free as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. Find them all throughout North Dakota, Minnesota locations throughout Northwest Minnesota too. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect and communicate at bmobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Christy in Williston, tell me what's on your mind.
Hi. I'm going to join you in the confusion of the ideology of the Democratic Party. I really don't understand it. It's very hypocritical. There are very many Democrats, though, that share some of the same values that the Republicans do, like especially Trump's platform. He is against the TPP and also the NATO. So I don't see why Democrats are having trouble, if any, jumping over to Trump because of, he's so against TPP. I mean,
they ought to start speaking out, though, don't you think? I think they got to start talking. Christine, appreciate the call. Short on time here, so I go to Christina in Bismarck on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Okay. The mainstream media seems to be in bed with the Democratic Party and the government censoring and gag orders and all of that, and I believe that they are being subsidized with you know, to be able to censor them. The government is subsidizing them, and I think this is going to come out, but trying to make the focus who leaked the emails, it takes the focus off the content, and the content is what is important, and they don't want people to focus on the content.
They don't, so defy them and focus on it. Christina, you couldn't be more right. And imagine If this had been the Republican National Committee in Trump versus Cruz, and these emails come out, the scrutiny they would have received from the media. A little bit different. Good point.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. And by the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.